From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The nation's top military officer, Admiral Mike Mullen, says he supports overturning the law barring gays from serving openly in the ranks. Mullen is the first senior military officer to publicly oppose the 1993 law known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
Admiral Mullen says allowing gays to serve openly is the right thing to do. He told senators he served with gay and lesbian service members since 1968 when he graduated from the Naval Academy. Mullen says he's bothered they can't be honest about who they are.
No matter how I look at this issue, I cannot escape being troubled by the fact that we have in place a policy which forces young men and women to lie about who they are in order to defend their fellow citizens.
Congress is looking at repealing the law that has forced out thousands of service members. Pentagon officials will spend the next year studying how they'll put any new policy change into effect. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Safety investigators say evidence points to pilot errors in connection with the crash of a commuter plane into a house near Buffalo last year. And they said today the root problems in connection with the crash of the Colgan Air flight that claimed the lives of 49 people on board the aircraft and one person on the ground extend beyond any single event. National Transportation Safety Board, in releasing its findings on the February 2009 crash, said the accident cast doubt on whether regional airlines are held to the same safety standards as the major carriers. The suspect at the center of the attempted bombing of a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day has been given federal authorities actionable intelligence for weeks, NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Officials familiar with the case tell NPR that Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab has been speaking with investigators for some time now. Officials said that Abdulmutallab has been naming names and helping authorities locate al-Qaeda training centers he allegedly visited in Yemen. His information was at least partly responsible for the arrest of 10 people in Malaysia last week. Malaysian authorities rounded up a handful of students, including one Nigerian, who are thought to have been part of an al-Qaeda cell there. Authorities wouldn't say how they were related to Abdulmutallab. Officials also tell NPR that the explosives that the young Nigerian allegedly brought on board the flight should have detonated. One explosives expert familiar with the case said officials haven't been able to figure out what Abdulmutallab allegedly did wrong. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Testifying before the Senate Finance Committee today, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the U.S. economy is stronger than it was a year ago, but he also said the government must continue actions to stimulate growth. Geithner told lawmakers the Obama administration wants to create jobs, but also needs to rein in ballooning budget deficits. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 111 points to end the session at 10,297. That was a rise of 1%. The Nasdaq was up 19 points. This is NPR. Illinois is holding primary elections today as voters there decide on candidates for the governor's office and the Senate seat, once held by President Barack Obama. Incumbent Pat Quinn is seeking a full term as governor, a position he assumed after the resignation of former governor Rob Blagojevich. Blagojevich stepped down amid a controversy over his appointment of Roland Burris to fill Obama's vacant Senate seat. Burris is not running for re-election to that post. Voters in Chicago are coping with heavy snow today. Oscar nominations were announced this morning in Los Angeles. Not surprisingly, the technology-driven epic Avatar drew several nominations, but as NPR's Allison Bryce reports, it's not alone.
The Oscar buzz around Avatar and The Hurt Locker culminated in 9 nominations each. Other Best Picture nominees, District 9, and Education, Up in the Air, and The Blind Side. In categories that generated less attention, the nominated documentaries include Burma Vijay, about a Burmese journalist working illegally, Food Inc., about where America's food comes from, and The Cove, about dolphins along Japan's coastline.
That's the dolphins' worst nightmare, right there. Hundreds of thousands of dolphins have died there. You'll see the signs, keep out, danger. There are fishermen walking around these hills with knives. This is a national park.
The countries competing for best foreign film are Israel, Argentina, Peru, France, and Germany. Allison Bryce, NPR News.
Crude oil prices closed higher. The near-month contract for crude was up $2.80 a barrel today, ending the session at $77.23 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.